Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to deliver some gardening tips and list all of our upcoming programming and events here at K-State Research and Extension, like today's Veggie Garden Project or our annual Wheat Plot Tour. But first, for today's Did You Know? That there is a website called Birdcast, and they have turned weather radar data into information on the numbers and flight directions of birds aloft in order to expand the understanding of migratory bird movement. Birdcast has been hard at work serving you products like the new migration forecast. There were some 2.5 million birds that crossed over McPherson County last night between the hours of 8:30 p.m. and 6:20 this morning. At 11:30 p.m., over 300,000 nocturnal migrating birds flew straight north at 55 miles an hour at an altitude of 1,600 feet. Birds can fly up to 10,000 feet, and the birds that we saw last night were the Harris Sparrow, Yellow Warbler, Indigo Bunting, Orchard Oriole, House Wrens, Red-Headed Woodpecker, Flycatchers, and Sandpipers. 50,000 Purple Martins stayed the night in Oklahoma City. Hopefully, you have noticed our barn swallows that have made it back a couple of weeks ago. Many write down the dates of when birds arrive in the spring and when they fly south in the fall. I know I do. If you ever want to research more on migratory birds, Birdcast is the site to go to. In my extension news, today after the parade at the 4-H building at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson, we will be hosting our Youth Veggie Garden Project. Come join the fun starting at 1:30 and pick up your free veggies and see all the wonderful activities going on the campus of K-State Research and Extension. And make plans now for our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, which is next Friday, May 20th. We will be starting at Marquette at the Patrick Plot on the north side of Highway 4 and Marquette Road at 10 a.m. This year, we will have a free lunch sponsored by Mid-Kansas Co-op held at noon at the Black Kettle Park in Mound Ridge. Next, we will be touring the Golly Plot at 1 o'clock, just east of the corner of Cherokee and 22nd Avenue. Then at 3 o'clock, we will be ending our wheat plot tour at Inman at the Schrader Farm Test Plot between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans to come tour with us and look at the 21 different varieties of wheat. And bring all your wheat questions for the K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialists to answer. I can't wait to see you all on May 20th on the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour. Now for my gardening tips. Storm season can be stressful for many reasons, but for the Kansas gardener, protecting plants is a priority. With Kansas storm season in full swing, K-State University horticulturalist expert Ward Uppen has tips on how to protect and recover gardens from severe weather damage. We are entering the storm season, and various areas of the state will likely have high winds, excessive rainfall, and hail. When we have heavy rains, the force of rainfall pounding on the soil can result to a thick crust that prevents seed emergence and particularly blocks oxygen from reaching the roots. Correcting this issue is as easy as lightly scraping the surface after it has dried. If we have standing water cuts off the oxygen to the roots, which can result in plant damage if it doesn't drain off quickly enough. Plants can sometimes handle 24 hours of standing water, but hot weather following the rainfall can cause the water to become hot enough to cook the plants. There isn't much to be done unless you can make a channel and cut in the dirt to allow the water to drain. Hail-damaged plants can recover quickly as long as only the leaves were damaged. If the stem or the fruits are damaged, the situation may become more serious. Leaning plants. Either wind or water can cause plants to lean. They should straighten up after a few days. K-State does not recommend trying to bend them back as the plants often break off easily. The Mound Ridge Farmers Market will be open this Saturday, 8 till 11, and continue through September 24th. And they will also start their Tuesday night market from 5 to 7 on June 7th and run through September 27th. They will be at the museum at 406 West Cole Street on all Tuesdays and Saturdays, with the exception of June 4th for the Black Kettle Festival. And they will be along the street at the West Zion Mennonite Church parking lot. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone. Mound Ridge Market will post on the What's Happening in Mound Ridge website on what produce and items will be expected at the market the day before. The McPherson County Farmers Market will be opening its market on June 4th. Tell all your friends and neighbors and check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. The Farmers Market will run every Saturday through October from 7:30 till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds at 710 West Woodside. Come get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, meats, flowers, and so much more. Sign-up forms have been delivered to all the local and community schools for the Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 7th this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from McPherson County's Fire, EMS, and Police, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Please make sure you get your applications set in before May 27th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope to see everyone at today's May Day Parade.